Hi and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast. It's New Year's Eve and I'll be going to a friend's house soon, but I really wanted to share some new information so you can start the year off with a bang, a health bang, and know all the exciting possibilities. What are some of the possibilities? How about reprogramming your body? I mean, the real secret of changing health conditions is reprogramming and understanding how to use the science that's available and make it personal. You know, when you get a cold, they tell you, well, you know, maybe a week. Well, I sound a little bit off in my voice. And I got my once every decade, I guess, or 7 year cold, which is kind of good because there have been some research that actually the cold virus might actually kill cancer cells. So I didn't mind, but I was able to cure it basically in a day and a half. How? Understanding the mechanisms. When you get sick, generally, it's your immune system that's making you feel bad. And usually, it's the overreaction of your immune system that's making you feel bad. So there's basically inflammation. Inflammation comes from oxidative stress, and it's your body's way of fighting the infection. But the collateral effect is you feel really lousy. You know, but the muscle aches and the headaches and everything that goes along with it. Well, yeah, I had it for a couple hours, but I knew what to do. For instance, ginger, very powerful anti-inflammatory. Actually stronger than ibuprofen, but I have no problem with an occasional ibuprofen, you know, Advil. Cut down the inflammation with the ginger. Now, what else? Control oxidative stress. So I had lots of aronia, which I'll be talking about more and more in these podcasts. And my broccoli seed, Vitalica, Vitalica Physician, or VitalicaSupplements.com, Vitalica Physician, because of sulforaphane will quiet inflammation, and olive leaf extract, quiet inflammation. And lots of berries, elderberry especially, and black currant and blueberries. All those natural anthocyanidines, which have anti-flu properties. And don't forget beets. Beets help, or actually they contain nitrites, good nitrates, and they have an anti-inflammatory and immune supportive effect on the body. So in actuality, it's a double-edged sword in the fact that, and I like to use that pun, a strong immune system can actually kill you. A weak immune system can kill you. You know, when people get septic shock, it's actually, you know, kills more people in hospitals than any other condition. It's a reaction to an infection that is actually responding. So it's not the infection that causes organ failure. It's the immune system. And there have been some trials where intravenous vitamin C was given to deal with the oxidative stress. And lo and behold, people survived. So controlling oxidative stress. Vitamin C, yes. Quercetin, an antihistamine, a natural antihistamine. A couple hundred milligrams of quercetin. I know there have been some studies on zinc. I really haven't found that to be make a really big difference. You know, zinc lozenges. Colloidal silver, wonderful. Spray some colloidal silver in your nose and your sinuses. Works well. Spicy foods, you know, hot, just speed up elimination. Again, also supporting liver function. Very important, you know, maybe dandelion tea. And even a little charcoal. You don't take a whole lot because that'll help absorb toxins. So there's lots and lots to do. Lowering inflammation in the system will help your body heal. And of course, if you're going to get a cold or a flu, notice and pay attention to the food, because foods that cause you inflammation will make the condition worse. So what I chose to do to feel better is I basically, fasted so that I wasn't taking anything that under those circumstances might increase inflammation. Now, again, as much as I love exercise, I chose to cut back because exercise will generate some inflammation, which the body then has to compensate for. And I'd rather it compensate for the cold virus that was affecting me. So there's lots and lots of good things to do. Let me sum up. And a lot of these apply to the flu also. In fact, anthocyanidins in berries have been shown to have anti-flu properties. Seaweeds, also anti-flu properties. Sulforaphane from Vitalica, vitalicasupplements.com, anti-flu properties. Olive leaf extract, very, very powerful. And of course, again, I included some vitamin D. Make sure I'm getting sufficient vitamin D, depending on what your blood levels are, but I opted to a little bit higher dose during that time. In fact, as I said previously, for a day or two, I'll take even 50,000. Nothing happens, at least personally, and I've seen that recommendation repeated by vitamin D experts, to help balance out the immune system. So, this is my cold flu suggestions for you to have a great, healthy new year. And in the new year, we're going to talk about really turning back the aging clock and how to reprogram your cells. In fact, they're even reprogramming and working on reprogramming cancer cells to turn cancer cells back into normal cells. Well, why not turn aging cells into young cells without going through the phenomenal expense of stem cells that, still are experimental, and a lot of the drugs, the anti-aging drugs that are still experimental, rapamycin, for instance, and some of the senolytic drugs, which I'll talk about, still experimental, when you can do so many natural, there's so many natural ways to turn back the clock. So my wishes for a really healthy and happy year. We're entering 2020, the new decade. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it. Put it on your Facebook, put it on your Instagram, put it any place. Subscribe so you'll get all the new information that I'm constantly researching from my very loyal audience. So again, this is Steve Halpern. Thank you for listening and have a great new year.